Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say, as always, it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And all He wants to be yours, He can be yours. In fact, He came to be yours. The Bible said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost," Luke 19:10. And oh, friend, listen, what a mighty Savior He is. What a great deliverer. You know what the word Savior means? It means deliverer, by the way. And He is that. He delivers us, and He does it in a victorious way. I'm certainly glad that you're here. I'm excited about the program, the message God has laid on my heart, the song that we picked out of Debbie's to sing for you for God's glory and honor. And I'm excited to be able to share what God has stirred my heart with today, and He certainly has. I'm going to be reading now the book of 1 John's chapter 5, and you'll find it right after the book of 2 Peter, right before the book of 2 John, way over there near the end of the New Testament, 1 John chapter 5. I'm going to be reading probably, about the first 5 verses in this passage, and use a favorite word of John's, by the way, as the text for this message. So, you enjoy this song. The title of it is, Debbie's going to do, "If It Were Not For His Grace." She'll tell us, "There Goes I," and when she's done, I'll be back with the message.
If it were not for His grace, had it not
thank God for the grace of God. You know what? The older I get, the more I learn about the grace of God, the more I like it. Do you know? Are you that way? Are you that way about God, about His love, about His Word, about His truth? Man, I'll tell you what, listen, you can't beat the grace of God. Cannot be the grace of God. And by the way, if you're ever saved, you'll be saved by grace through faith. And by the way, that grace that begins to work continues to work right down through the end. I can't help but think the grace will still continue to work while we are in that new place Jesus said He's gone to prepare for us. In the book of 1 John chapter 5, the Word of God says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now that's important. I'm going to start right there. I'm going to start my message. Listen to that again. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him, that begat, loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh this world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? I'm going to talk to you today for a little while about one of John's favorite words. And one of John's favorite words is overcome. John speaks about us being overcomers. He tells us how, and we're going to look at some things about being an overcomer. But let me say something to you, sir. Let me say something to you, ma'am, that profess to be a child of the King. According to what Jesus said in the book of John's Gospel, and I'm going to turn to it and see if I can find it really, really quick. Chapter 17, there are two verses that I want to highlight here. When Jesus was praying, we have a record of His great high priestly prayer in chapter 17 of John. He said in verse 11, He said, these are in the world. Now, He's talking about His apostles who are representatives at this time of the believers in Christ. Those who are saved and on their way to heaven. He says in verse 11, He said, these are in the world. But look what He said in verse 14. He said, but they are not of the world. Now listen, you and I are here in this world. We're here, friends, subject to this world system that is all around us. We even live in the flesh. We even still have a fallen nature that is a part of us, though we are a new creature in Christ, though we are possessor of a new nature. And matter of fact, Peter tells us it is a divine nature. A part of God's divine nature has been given unto us. We are in the world, but let me say it again, thank God, we are not of the world. Now look, I'm going to talk to you about overcomers, and I believe we're overcomers by three things. Listen to what I'm going to say. We're overcomers, first of all, by our birth. We're overcomers, second of all, by the blood. And we're overcomers by the book. I believe the Word of God teaches us that we are victors in Christ and not victims. Even the word overcomer. Do you know what the word overcomer means? I like the 18, I believe it is 28. Webster Dictionary. And my, when you look up words in that old dictionary, and you can find it online, Mr. Webster, and actually I'll call him Brother Webster. Daniel Webster, I believe is his name. My, one of the greatest men of God, I suppose, that ever walked the footstool of God. And he's just a godly man as far as I can know. He generally uses Scripture as a reference to show us where we can get a spiritual look at the Word. My, it's a wonderful thing. But you know what Daniel Webster said the first definition of overcomer is? Somebody that overcomes, and the word is overcome, when I looked it up, it means to conquer. I'm about to shout right now, thank God. Listen, the Bible said, we've been made more than conquerors through Him. You say, preacher, I'm defeated. I'm living a defeated life. Well, let me ask you this. Let me start right here at ground zero, so to speak. Have you been born again? Do you know, sir, ma'am, that without a doubt your name was recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you know that you have have your sins by faith under the blood of Jesus? Do you know Him as your Savior? I mean, do you have the peace of God in your heart that passes understanding? That can you remember a day and a time? And you don't have to remember the date on the calendar to the time as far as the hour of the day, but can you remember a time when you went to God as a sinner with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and you said, God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sin, and the best I know how, I receive Christ as my Savior. Can you ever remember a time when you asked God to make you a new creature in Christ Jesus, when you went to Him and said, look, Lord, if you don't do something, I'm dying and going to hell. I believe Jesus died for me. I want to live for Him. Save me for Christ's sake. Can you remember that you did that? Well, listen, friend, thank God. If you can, the Bible said that you have been made an overcomer. You are not to be a victim, not to be a victim, but you are to be, by the grace of God, a victor. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? That'd even make a Baptist shout, would it not? Listen, we're not to live a defeated life. We're not to live a defeated life. We're in this world, according again, John chapter 17, verse 11. We are in this world. This is our sphere of living until that new place that Jesus has gone to prepare becomes ours. We're in this world until Jesus comes to take us off this world to a new place that He's gone again to prepare. We're in this world, but thank God we are not of this world. I'm afraid there's a lot of Christians, and boy, listen, there's so many things going through my mind and through my heart. Maybe next week I'll follow this message up and reach back and look at some things in typology of the children of Israel that came out of Egypt, and too many people died in the wilderness. That's where a lot of Christians are today. They've come out of Egypt. They've been delivered by faith in the blood of the Lamb that was shed. They came out of Egypt. They were delivered. They even crossed the Red Sea by the power of God. But they are wandering in the wilderness of sin. That's what the wilderness that the children of Israel spent those 40 years in, wandering around, not going into the land of promise, never knowing the blessings of God, never knowing, listen, the inheritance that God had promised a long time ago. And they die in the wilderness. They're discouraged. They're depressed. They're diseased. I mean, they're discontented. They're just confounded. They have all kinds of trouble. Do you hear me? But all what we got to do, friend, is we got to believe what the Word of God said. Now look, the place to start, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I believe it is verse 5, and I'm looking at it. Paul challenged the people at Corinth, though those carnal Christians, they were saved, but they were carnal. He said, listen, examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith, lest you be reprobate. Listen, friend, listen. There's a lot of people that have a profession of Christianity, but do not possess Christ. I mean, to tell you, there's a man in the book of Acts, chapter 8, his name was Simon Magus, and he was a sorcerer. When he heard Philip preach, he made a profession of faith, but I'll tell you what Simon was more concerned about than anything. He not only heard Philip preach, but he saw the miracles that he did, and the signs and the wonders that he performed. And listen, Fred, that man by the name of Simon, He believed in the miracles, but he didn't receive the message. He wanted the signs that Philip did, but he didn't receive the Savior that Philip offered. And you know what? Though Simon, the Bible said he believed, even probably was baptized. Bless God, it wasn't real, because when Peter came down, Peter looked at him after a series of conversations there, and he said, listen, Simon, he said, thou art in the gall of bitterness. And he said, you need to repent, unless you perish. And that you can turn there in the book of Romans or Acts chapter 8. and read that much better than I quoted that. But listen, friend, if you're saved, listen, you're in a battle of your life. Do you hear me? I mean, we've got three enemies that we confront every day. John tells us in chapter 2 of this same book that bears his name that we're reading and preaching from today. He said the world is our enemy. It's an enemy of God. And if you are a friend of the world, sir, ma'am, listen, you're not saved. That's what the Word of God says. I'm not saying it. That's what the Word of God said. I'm not judging you. You know, I'm asking you to judge yourself. I'm asking you to examine your heart, your life, your desire, your attitude. Listen, if you go to an altar to pray, if you bow your head somewhere, it doesn't have to be in church. It could be by your bedside. It could be in a hospital. It could be in jail. It could be anywhere. But if you say that you've been saved and there is no change in your life, then there has been no change. There's a good possibility that you got something mixed up with conversion. If you become a converted person, if you come to the place where you're born again, you'll become a new creature in Christ. Now, let me explain something. Though we become a new creature in Christ, that does not mean, friend, that we become a perfect person. I mean to tell you, we'll still battle the world, the flesh, and the devil, but thank God, listen, we've got victory over them. We've got victory over all three of them. And look, when we do sin, and we will sin, bless God, we won't like it like we used to. We'll want victory over it, and by the grace of God, we can get it. If we want it. I like the old song that says, I'm in a new world. The Lord has been so good to me, He set my captive spirit free. Old things are passed away, all things are new today. He gave me life for past or dim. Oh, how I've changed. Oh, how I've changed since I found Him. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise. I'm living in a new world today. Thank God. That's what the Word of God would teach us. That's what the Word of God does speak to us. Now listen to me. No, listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the Word of God. We're overcomers by three things. Do you hear me? We're overcomers, bless God. We're overcomers by our birth. We're overcomers by the blood. We're overcomers by the book. And I'm really struggling with knowing which one to start with. And since I'm talking about the new birth, let me stay right there with it. Thank God John said, listen, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Oh, when we get saved, we get a new nature, like I already told you. We get a birth from above. Thank God. Listen, that's what being born again means, according to the book of John, chapter 3, when Jesus was talking to a man by the name of Nicodemus, who was religious, who was cultured, he was educated. I mean to tell you, he knew the law, he knew God's book, but on the inside, he had a need that only Jesus could meet and only He could fill. Hey, he went to church. I mean, he gave tithes, he gave his money, did a lot of good things, but he was still lost and needed a new birth. He said the Word of God does. Paul did to the Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If any man be in Christ Jesus, now watch this, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You say, what are you saying, preacher? Well, I'm going to tell you this, friend. If you profess to be a Christian, there ought to be evidence that you are. Do you hear me? Now, you may not like what I'm going to say, but that's all right. You're not preaching. I am. Thank God. Look, I believe if you get saved, after you get saved, if you drank before you got saved, you'll quit drinking. If you did dope, you'll quit doping. Thank God. Listen, if you were addicted to gambling, pornography, or anything like that that's taken a hold on you, Bless God, listen, you no longer, thank God, have to be a victim of it, but God has given us the victory. Paul said in the book 1 Corinthians chapter 15, thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. And again, in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 36, I believe it is, He hath made us more than conquerors through Him that loved us. He's talking about through Christ Jesus. And if we've been born again, because of our birth, thank God, we are overcomers of this world. How do you know that in the book of the Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, John used the word overcome in one of its cognate forms at least seven times. As a matter of fact, it was seven times. I mean, in every church that he wrote to, he said, He that overcometh, He that overcometh, He that overcometh. Now listen, you may believe in the lie of the devil. You may have gotten to the place where in your Christian life you feel like that you're a victim. Now look, friend, God has set us free. He has made us to be a victor in Him, and we overcome. Come the world by our birth. When Jesus listened, Jesus' name was given to a man by the name of Joseph who was espoused to a woman by the name of Mary. He said this, Gabriel did. He said, look, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Not in their sin, but from their sin. I'm here to tell you, friend, if you name the name of Christ, if you're saved, if your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, thank God you are an overcomer by your birth. Do you hear me? You're a new creature in Christ. Christ lives with you because of your position, because of your possession, because of the power that's in you. Thank God you are an overcomer. We need to start living like it. I'll not get to the last two points today, but I'll have to pick them up, the Lord willing, next week. But let me say this. There's a lot of people that are a victim of their past. I think all of us are. Paul said this in the book of Philippians chapter 3. He said, this one thing I do. He said, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but watch this, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. You know why a lot of people that say they're saved can't go forward? They're spending too much time looking backward. There's a lot of people, bless God, that want to get the victory, but they don't know how. There's a lot of people that want to get out of the wilderness, but they're looking at the wrong way, at the wrong thing and looking the wrong way. Thank God you got to look forward, not backward. Now listen to me. Everybody in this audience has a past. Everybody in this audience has a past. Let me give you a piece of my philosophy. We may have to live with our past, but by the grace of God, we don't have to live in our past. Isn't that wonderful? That's what Paul was saying here in the book of Philippians chapter 3. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. Now wait just a minute, Paul. You said forgetting those things? Well, what did you mean in the book 1 Timothy chapter 1 when you said, listen, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners among whom I am chief. Well, let me tell you exactly what Paul meant. If you look in the beginning of chapter 3 of the book of Philippians, and you'll find that Paul gave a mini autobiography of himself. I mean to tell you, he just laid it down. He just told what he used to be. He remembered that here's what he means when he said, forgetting those things which are behind. He is saying this, I remember them. Sure, I remember them. I know who I was, and I know what I was. I know what I did. But listen, now that I am saved, I refuse to let my past get in front of my present and get in front of my future. Bless God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, those sins have been washed away. They have been forgotten of God. My conscience has been cleansed by them. Thank God He's given me the power to get victory over anything and everything in my past. And He says this. Listen, He said, I do remember them, but I'm not a captive of them. Thank God I've been set free. I'm no longer a victim. I am a victor. By the grace of God, I'll live like it. I'll think like it. I'll act like it. And I'll praise God for it. And let me tell you something. It's terrible to be a victim. Do you hear me? But it's great to be a victor. By the grace of God, we can. You see, when we become a victim, we think we don't have any choices, but we do have choices. We can say no to the wrong things, yes to the right things. If we choose, how do we do it, preacher? We don't do it by how we feel. We do it by faith. We do it by faith. Everybody listed in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 is a victor. They were a victim in their life. I mean, you read all the Old Testament accounts of all those characters. They were victims in many ways, on the choices that they made, the lust of the flesh that they fulfilled. But oh, thank God, listen, after Calvary, and then when God began to move Paul to write about in the book of Hebrews 11, we see them as heroes of faith. They did it like we can do it. We do it by faith, friend. We're saved by grace through faith, and we that are born again are victors, not victims. We can make right choices, good choices. We have the power of God in us. We have the promise of God for us. We have, listen, the presence of Christ in us. We have been made more than conquerors through Him. Now listen, I'll pick this up next week, the Lord willing. We'll look at the second two parts of this thing as how that we are victors, but we're not only, listen, bless God, overcomers by our birth, but we're overcomers by the blood that was applied to us, and by the book, bless God, that God gives to us. And listen, when you get into the book, to where the book gets in you, you'll see what I'm talking about. You can't go without the Word of God a day without getting in trouble. Hey, overcomers, claim it today. Live like it. Then rejoice in Christ, I pray.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.